Right, okay. So that's the ink. That's the ink cartridge. And okay, and there's the mug. Okay, so I put that, and then okay, so the mug must slide in there, and then just okay, I guess I just select that and off it goes. Ruth, what's the matter? Ruth, is it a medical emergency? Because I knew all that amyl nitrate would catch up with you in the end. Ruth, let's take the awful scarf off for a start if you're struggling to breathe. Oh my God. Oh my God, what have you done? Ruth, why have you got gaffer tape all over your mouth? Have you finally had your lips done? Because I told you not to go to that place on the high street. You know that they permanent scarred me when I went there for laser. I had blisters literally all over my stomach for months. I looked like I had cirrhosis after their spray tan. Just don't go there. I actually went to the doctor to have a liver function test in the end. And the doctor said she'd never seen such a bad case of jaundice in an adult. And then she asked when it started. And I said, weirdly, after I got spray tan done on the place on the high street. And that's when the penny dropped. And then there was that other time. God, yeah, I've forgotten this. I used their flotation tank and they completely forgot about me until the next morning. To be fair, I was very relaxed when they finally let me out.
I
know you can't talk. It's quite nice, actually, because I'm getting to talk more myself. Is this a silent therapy thing you're doing? I'm happy for you to keep the gaffer on in that case. Oh, no, is it because of the complex about your mouth that you have because you think it looks like a rat's vagina? That's your words, not mine, if you recall. I've never even seen a rat's vagina.
Oh my God, what did you do that for?
You asked me to rip it off.
Ow, that hurts so much.
Free wax. Look how much hair came off. That's quite shocking, actually.
Oh, at least I can breathe again.
Yeah.
Oh God.
All right. Oh. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Do you want to talk about it? Oh, God, did someone else do it to you?
No. Why would anyone want to gaffer up my mouth? I wanted to test the sleep strips.
What sleep strips?
Gwyneth said if you use sleep strips to tape your mouth shut at night, it's better for you. Makes you breathe through your nose.
Right.
But the actual sleep strips were really expensive.
But did you email her PR?
Like, I did.
Tell her we're important influencers in the UK with our own website
several times, but nothing. There must be a way. Mm. So I just used gaffer tape. Woke up at four having a nightmare that I was being buried alive. It turns out I only breathe through my mouth.
Oh, well, I could have told you you were a mouth breather, Ruth. That's why you make that noise.
What noise? That sounds like a pervert.
Yes, yes.
I'm not making that noise now, am I?
Well, I would say it's constant. But anyway, it's quite nice. You know, it's sweet. It means I always know when you're coming and, you know.
Okay.
I like it. Have some tea.
Oh, God, I got some right looks at the school gate this morning.
Wow, they were probably wondering why your mouth was gaffered up.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Marple, yeah. I think they thought it was the sex same thing, you know. I got a fruity look or two from some of the dads.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. Tabitha didn't like it, of course. God, she'd be so square sometimes. Yeah. So easily embarrassed. So judgmental.
Oh, that's teenagers. I'm not judgmental.
No.
You know, it's up to you if you want to play disgusting sex games. It's none of my business.
Don't do that kind of thing anymore, Carla. Not since I went to the 50 Shades of Grey immersive theatre experience and got confused about who was cast and who wasn't.
Oh, yes. Didn't they ask you to leave?
Well, someone asked me to leave, but I could tell whether they had the authority to do so or not. It was in a thong, so it was hard to take him seriously.
But three men carried you out?
It took five men, actually, but as I say, I'm still not sure whether that was part of the experience or not.
And you'd had a lot to drink?
I'd had a lot to drink, yes. I haven't been interested in bondage since, really. Lem drizzle, how lovely.
Yeah, Rob and I tried it once.
Lem drizzle?
Bondage. Yeah, we tried this sort of dominant, submissive role play. Because I saw a piece about it in The Guardian about how to pep up a stale marriage. You know, the trouble was that we both wanted to be the dominant one. There was no submissive. And so in the end, it just descended into a row about who picks up wet towels most at home. Then he slept in the spare room and just left me to undo all the buckles myself. I thought you liked lemon drizzle. Anyway, we're much more vanilla nowadays, sex-wise. And, you know, that's how I like it. Lights off, electric blanket on, grinding gods in.
Mm. The dream.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably how I maintain my radiance. Which, incidentally, is what I thought we could discuss on the blog this week.
Radiance?
What's Radiance?
I don't really know, to be honest, but I saw it on the front cover of Grazia.
Okay. What did it say? Give me the context.
It said something like, find your radiance inside.
Mm. Inside yourself or inside the magazine?
It didn't specify.
I've literally never heard of Radiance.
No, I'm not sure either.
Is it something to do with radon?
I don't think so. I think it means you're sort of lit from within.
That sounds like radon.
It's when someone's good health and happiness, you know, someone's wellness glows from the inside, I think.
Mm. Are you radiant then?
Well, not right now.
Mm.
But I do sometimes feel radiant, okay. I think, yes.
What makes you feel radiant?
White sugar.
Doesn't it need to be healthy things generally, like dietary fibre? Cold water swimming and matcha.
Oh, God, no one likes matcha.
Electric shock therapy?
I don't think that's very current, Ruth.
Mm.
How about something like a long hot shower?
Gwyneth did that last week.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, she even filmed it. Got 4 million hits.
What, she filmed herself actually in the shower?
Yeah.
Isn't that just porn?
Yeah. She filmed it in a sort of posh outdoor cabin full of bottles of very expensive soap. Oh. Looked a bit like something you'd find at one of the nicer scent parks.
Oh, yes, like the long leap one.
The long leap one, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you when I feel most radiant.
Where?
When I realise I've once again accurately predicted the future.
Okay. And does that happen to you a lot?
More and more these days.
Again, yeah. I'm not sure it's very relatable.
Okay.
I think Grazia means things more like, you know, when you find a new moisturiser that really works.
Do you want an example?
Not really.
This morning, I was walking away from the school and I saw this mum of one of Tabitha's friends and I thought, oh, I bet she's going to come over and speak to me.
Mm.
And guess what?
She came over to speak to
me. She came over to speak to me.
Yep. But isn't that just because she knows you?
Oh, God. Open your mind, Carla. See the big picture. Stop being so dull.
Dull? Or sane.
Increasing numbers of women are realising they have powers they had hitherto only suspected were there beneath the surface.
You mean witches?
Yeah.
You mean increasing numbers of women are realising they're witches?
Of course, in the olden days, they would have just been hanged.
Yeah, I think that's probably
but
true.
Part of wellness is harnessing your deep mystical core.
Hmm.
I am a witch, Carla. Goody Paltrow is a witch.
Are you okay, Ruth? I think this might be the oxygen deprivation from the gaffer tape.
Goody Feltz is a witch. Goody Zawala is a witch. Goody Lulu is a witch.
Goody Buslin is a witch.
Yeah.
Goody Balding
Goody,
is a witch.
Goody Balding.
Goody Dobson is a witch.
Goody Dobson is
Goody
a witch.
Goody
Vorderman is a witch. Goody is a witch. Goody Maidley is a witch. What the hell was that?
Rob, he's got a funny tummy. Are you okay?
Maybe it's a lemon drizzle.
Okay, so hang on. You think I should put in the Radiance blog on the website that what will increase your radiance is realising and accepting
that you are
in fact, a witch.
A witch, yes. A white one.
Well, that's not appropriate.
And then put a link to that nice new black velvet jumpsuit next to it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Here, look.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is nice.
I do love a Peter Pan collar.
And that's lovely piping detail.
Mm. More tea?
Mm. Yeah, please. Just normal, though, with lots of milk, because I really can't do fruit teas now. I don't think I can touch another one ever again. I tried that phyto-cleanse raspberry and hawthorn yesterday and had to be near the toilet at all times.
Mm.
Maybe it was a
lemon drizzle.
What's that? Oh, that's the new mug printer.
What?
Yes, yes, you put white mugs in it and you make a design to print onto them.
Who sent you that?
No one. I just bought it.
From your account or the company account?
From the company account, but don't panic.
Carla!
No, I know what you're going to say. Oh. I know the money's an issue at the moment and cash flow and yada, yada, yada. But I thought this would be a good idea. We can make our own merchandise and then we can sell it on the website. Oh. It'll be Green Lilith merchandise.
What, it comes with a Green Lilith ink printing design for mugs?
No, but it comes with a green leaf design and then I thought we could just write Green Lilith on each one with a Sharpie.
Right, I mean, I'm not sure it's how Goop does it, but I could be wrong.
Oh, don't be cross, Ruth. Merch is good. It'll be a new revenue
stream for
us.
How much did it cost?
200 and something.
By 200 and something, do you mean £299? I'll see you on the accounts anyway, Carla.
Will you?
Yes, when Rob and I have our accounts meeting on Tuesday.
Right, okay. Am I supposed to come to those?
No. Because we decided your talent lies in the more creative side.
Yes.
Like this mug printer, for example.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, great. Thanks. You know, because I do find all the numbers quite boring, to
be honest. Yeah, and they do. Well, you don't really live in the real world, so.
What world do I live in, then?
A world where people don't have jobs.
Yep. You only work off a bonus at the weekends, Ruth.
Yes. But what it gives me, apart from so much needed money, is perspective, Carla.
But I'm just trying to think of ways to make us more money. I'm trying to make this a job.
Yeah, I know. And you can live off Rob's income in the meantime.
Do you need a loan, Ruth?
No, not again.
Again?
I mean, no. Not again. I don't need a loan. I just need the revenue to pick up again.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. Let's try the mug printer. And then we sell the first one and you can keep the money from that.
We have to recoup the loss on the mug machine first.
Yes, well, after that then.
And the cost of the mug.
Right, here we go then. So you put the ink capsule in here. It's exciting. And then you slide the mug down into here. Turn it on. And wait for the magic to happen. Mm. Yep, okay, I think that's it. You just slide the mug up and out.
Let me see it then.
Hang on a minute, let me just write on it. Green Lilith. There.
Right, so where's the leaf pattern exactly?
There, see? It's fronds. I can see fronds.
How's that fronds?
Fronds don't all look the same, Ruth. That's what fronds are.
No fronds look like that.
I've seen fronds that look like
that. It
looks
like you killed a large slug and then smeared the entrails all over the side of a cheap white mug.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Also, you spelt Lilith wrong.
Have I?
Yes, it only has one L in the middle.
Oh, yes, sorry. I'll correct it. I mean, you can't even say it.
You wasted precious money on this mug machine. You, in a way, Carla, are the mug. You just have no idea about money.
Well, maybe I should start coming to your money meetings with Rob, then. To learn.
No, I don't think you should come to our financial meetings on Tuesdays, Carla. You wouldn't understand them.
Why are you shouting?
I don't know why I'm shouting, Carla, but I don't seem to be able to stop.
All right, well, why don't I gap your mouth again? Yeah, it was better
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes,
oh, there we are. You see, isn't that better? Oh, well, you know, I really feel like we really have the opportunity to get to know each other a bit more, you know, when you're completely silent and I'm the one that's talking. It's nice. It's comforting. I might make another mug.
Influencers was written by Katie Brand and Catherine Parkinson. Carla was played by Katie Brand and Ruth by Catherine Parkinson. The producer was Liz Anstey, and it was a CPL production for BBC Radio 4.